Hi, this is Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Today's topic is, Thou shall sow seeds to thy pastor. Let's talk about what the church doesn't want you to talk about today on the Tithing Hoax podcast. Hey, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I'm doing pretty good myself. I just have a bit of sinus congestion, so I may sound a little funky, I don't know. And not to mention, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was wide awake and I decided to do a podcast. So that's where I am right now, congested and wide awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. But it is all good. It is all good. Okay. As I mentioned, today's topic is Thou shall sow seeds to thy pastor. And of course, we're dealing with, that alludes to the giving, the sowing of seeds to the pastor, giving money to the pastor. And this particular subject is inspired by an email that we received from one of our visitors. And I mentioned her in last week's episode, her name, or I call her Kim. That's not her name. I call her Kim. And Kim had sent us an email asking some questions and raising some issues as it pertains to tithing and sowing seeds and some changes that are taking place in her church as it relates to some prosperity gospel teachings. So I'm taking a few podcasts or a series of podcasts to address the issues that she has raised and to answer questions that she has posed, and just to give my insights and my perspective on those matters. Now, this one relates to, again, so-called sowing seeds or giving money to the pastor. And in Kim's email, she mentions that she noticed that some, and these are her words, and let me set it up this way first before I get into it. What I infer from Kim's email is that perhaps she had been away from her church for maybe a Sunday or two or whatever. And when she came back, she noticed this, and this is what she says. Some of the congregation started going up to the pastor before he started to minister the word to give him money. And apparently this was not a common practice in her church. So she's away for a minute or two, comes back, and this is what some members of the congregation are doing. And she says, you know, she was accustomed to, you know, giving, you know, free will offerings. You know, at one point she was caught up in the whole the tithing thing, but when she became born again, that it's like, you know, her spirit told her, no, you are to give according to your ability to give and to give free will offerings. So now people are just going up and giving the pastor money. So she realized, and here's what she says, she realized that they had, and I'm not going to mention this person's name, so I'm just going to say that they had Apostle John Doe, who came in from Darrell, Louisiana, to the church to do the Money Come to Me conference. Now, even though I haven't mentioned his name, many of you may know who this person is. If I did mention his name, you would know who I'm talking about. This person is a fairly prominent person within the prosperity gospel / word of faith movement. And he has a nationally televised TV ministry. And I've seen his TV ministry. I've watched his TV ministry a few times myself. So I'm somewhat familiar with this particular preacher. But anyway, so he came to the church and did the Money to Me conference. That's like his claim to fame. That's what he's known for. And he told Kim's church that what his congregation does is that they sow seeds to him. In other words, his congregation gives him money. And what this apostle, this preacher, told Kim's church is that, and I quote, what the church needed to start doing, what her church needed to start doing is to give their pastor money, just as his church gave him money. So based on what this preacher told her church, that's what some members have started to do, is that they've started to quote unquote sow seeds to their pastor and start in other words, give that pastor money. So it's like, no, well, what's up with that? And, you know, and I call it making it rain on the preacher. Just like they do in the strip clubs, how they make it rain on the strippers, why they just throw money at the strippers. And I've seen this same practice in the church. It's like the pastors are like strippers now, and people just throw money at the preachers. And I have a YouTube video coming out. Actually, by the time you hear this, the YouTube video on making it rain on preachers should already be up on our YouTube channel, so you can check that out. But okay, so anyway, I want to talk about this whole sowing seeds to the pastor and bringing in a celebrity preacher to give this message, this type of prosperity message, and what's really going on here from my perspective, because I'm not going to sit here and say I can read the mind of Kim's pastor as to why he brought this particular pastor in to give this type of message of sowing seeds and sowing seeds and telling the congregation they need to sow seeds to their pastor. But I'm going to give you my perspective. Now, this preacher, the Money Come to Me conference preacher, you know, he's what I classify as a celebrity preacher. And when a church brings in a celebrity preacher, it's for a reason. And oftentimes, in my perspective, in my humble opinion, is to generate more money for the church and more money for the preacher. Particularly when you bring in a celebrity preacher who's on that whole prosperity gospel thing, and who has a reputation for living a lavish lifestyle and this, that, and the other, he's a celebrity preacher. And when you bring in a celebrity, it creates an excitement, it creates a level of anticipation, and it adds a certain electricity to the atmosphere, because a celebrity preacher can come into your church and galvanize the congregation in a way that maybe the pastor of that church can't. And because that's just the nature and the appeal of celebrity, it just has that effect on people. You know, you can have your choir who sings this hit song. Say they're singing a Mary Mary song. And, you know, you see your choir every week, and you can have a great choir. But let Mary Mary come into your church singing their song. The church is going to be the atmosphere is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a heightened level of emotion and excitement. It's going to be different when you bring in that celebrity gospel artist to sing their hit song versus your homegrown choir singing that hit song. It's going to be a little bit different. And the power of celebrity can never be underestimated. Celebrities have power and influence over the masses. I don't care whether it's a singer, an actor, or a preacher, a celebrity preacher. And when you bring in a celebrity preacher into your church, you're bringing this person in to influence the behavior of the people, because that's the power of celebrity. And for this particular preacher, with this particular message, who's coming in to tell the congregation that you need to sow seeds to your pastor. To me, I see this as a situation in which the celebrity preacher is serving as a mouthpiece for that pastor. Basically, the celebrity preacher is there to say what the preacher really wants to say. And what the preacher wants to say is that you all need to give me more money. But the preacher can't just come out and just say that. He probably could, but I doubt if it would have that same impact. You know, people would just probably look at him like he's, okay, whatever, pastor. You know, but when a celebrity comes in to say that, who says that, it has a different effect on the people just by the sheer power of celebrity and that ability to influence people. Because people are awed by celebrity. And sometimes a celebrity can say something that a non-celebrity can say, and it just has more of an impact. That's why people, you know, corporations use celebrities to endorse their products because of their power, because of their influence. Because people will look at it, well, if famous person so-and-so uses this, or if they back it, then it must be good. It must be legitimate. It must be valid. So I'm going to try it. If they drink this, I'm going to drink that. If they eat this, I'm going to eat that. If they wear this, I'm going to wear that. And just, and that's how it works in the world outside of the church. And guess what? And that's how things work inside the world of the church when it comes to celebrity. So what I see from my perspective is that the pastor wants more money. He brings in this celebrity preacher to say what he wants to tell his congregation. But the congregation probably wouldn't take heed to it or receive it as well coming from him or her. So coming out of the mouth of this celebrity high profile preacher, it has a different impact. And I think that people, and we obviously see that that worked. The fact that you do now have people, some people in Kim's church who are now sowing, so-called sowing these seeds to their pastor now when he's up to preach, he's up there preaching. They weren't doing that before the celebrity preacher came in and told them to do it. So they're doing it, as I see it, based on the celebrity preacher telling them to do that. And here's something to consider. Someone says you need to sow seeds to your pastor. I'm like, now wait a minute. Now, more than likely, the pastor is receiving a salary. More than likely, right? He or she is receiving a salary. So if he or she is receiving a salary, that means the church members are already financially supporting the preacher. Quote unquote, they're already sowing seeds or giving their offerings or so-called tithing, however you want to say it, where the people are financially supporting the church to an extent to where the preacher is receiving a salary. So who are you to come into the church to tell people you need to sow seeds when the preacher's already getting a salary? He's already receiving and benefiting financially from the congregation. So what this tells me is that the preacher not only says bringing in this type of celebrity preacher, the preacher of that church is saying, what I'm getting paid is not enough. I want more money. Simple as that. I want more money. And that's what it comes down to. And that's often the problem. And I'm going to do a podcast on about the prosperity gospel. The aspects of the prosperity gospel that are a little shady, but the aspects of it that are positive. And I'm going to talk about that later down the road. But this aspect of the, this is the shady aspect of the prosperity gospel and the prosperity gospel message. It's really when it really just comes down to getting more money for the preachers. And the thing is, people think it's about them getting more money. They think it's about, because of the way the message is framed and the way it's taught, it comes across as if the intent is to enable or empower the congregations to be more financially prosperous. But ultimately, it's the preachers who are prospering. They're the ones with the jets. They're the ones with the million-dollar homes, $1,000 custom tailored suits. Not you. It's them. So it's about money, ultimately. And it's about the religious leaders making more money. And that's what I see with this situation that Kim is witnessing in her church, is that what I perceive is that the preacher wants to move more in a direction of that whole prosperity gospel message, and he or she, and this is just my perspective, my humble opinion, wants more money. And this was just a way to get his congregation to open up their wallets, open up their purses, and to shell out more money. And for whatever reason, the salary he's making or she is not enough. So let me bring in a celebrity preacher, Mr. Big Bucks, Mr. Money, come to me and influence the congregation to do what it is that pastor wants from his congregation, and that's more money. You know, and that's the way I see it. That's my perspective. And, you know, it's nothing wrong. Once again, if you're giving a free will offering, that's something you just want to do. And you want to give that to your pastor, your preacher, and show your appreciation, whatever. That's cool. But don't do it because a celebrity preacher came to your church, talked that talk, and you're doing it because of that celebrity preacher's influence. And don't do it because that's what you see, you know, other people in the church doing. You know what I'm saying? Do it because if that's something you want to do, fine, that's what you want to do. And, you know, no big deal. It's all good. But, you know, you got to look at, wait, why am I doing this really? Why am I, quote unquote, sowing seeds to the pastor? Why am I throwing money at the pastor's feet when he's preaching? Why am I doing this? Am I really doing this simply because this celebrity preacher came into our church and told us we should do it, so therefore I'm going to do it? Is that reason enough to do something like that? Especially when, in lieu of the fact you're already supporting the preacher's already being supported financially by the congregation, by the fact that he or she is receiving a salary. Come on now. Because it's making it look like, okay, y'all are not doing enough financially for your pastor. It's not good enough. But once again, that's the bottom line to all of this from my perspective. It's just the pastor wants more money from his or her congregation. And the celebrity preacher was brought in to do just that, to get more money out of the people. And that has worked on some of the people in the church. Because now they are throwing money at the pastor's feet. So, that's that on this particular topic. Thou shalt sow seeds to thy pastor. So that's one of the things that's taking place in Kim's church. And there's some other things going on in the church, in her church as well. And I will touch base on those in upcoming episodes of the Tiding Hills podcast. All right. Now, before I step away and step away from the mic, I want to let you know, if you don't know already, is that we have a free tithe study guide on our website. Many of our visitors, especially our international audience, have inquired about getting a PDF copy of our book, The Tithing Hoax. And currently, we do not offer a PDF version of the book. So what we did do is we put together a tithe study guide that covers the basics, it gives you an overview of the topic of tithing. And it is an excellent resource, if I may say so myself, an excellent resource. It's well done, and it gives you a good foundational understanding of this particular topic, and is all yours for free. You just go to thetithinghoax.com and you look at the top of our webpage on the top menu, and you will see where it says free study guide, and just click on that link and it will take you to the page where you can download the PDF to your computer. It's all yours for free. Download it. You can share it. And this study guide is like I said, I think it's an excellent resource for anyone, be it a pastor, a teacher, Bible student, layperson, individual study, group study. This will definitely help you in grasping this particular topic, the topic of tithing. And it's just a little something from us to you, and we hope you find it very useful. We think you will, and but it's there. So that's it. I am R. Renee. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are benefiting from the podcast. And, you know, just let us know. Send us some feedback. info@thetithinghoax.com. Let us know what's up. Okay? So, in the meantime and in between time, I am R. Renee with thetithinghoax.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Okay? Peace and blessings.